Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The number of people living in extreme poverty is on the rise, according to the charitable organisation Secours Catholique. In a newly published report, the charity highlights the precarious nature of some people's living conditions and financial insecurity. Concerns are particularly over immigrants and women, children and those of retirement age. With new reforms to pensions and unemployment benefit, fears are that the problem will soon be exacerbated. This year, the median household income fell to €535 per month. More than 1,600 immigrants were evacuated from two camps in the Porte de la Chapelle area of Paris this morning. The police reported that the evacuation took place without incident and that those concerned were taken to indoor sports halls and dedicated reception centres. The Paris police chief has promised a more permanent police presence in the area to prevent such camps being reconstructed. A report into injuries to police officers while on duty has seen a worrying rise. The figures for 2018 show a 15% increase, with almost 11,000 officers injured in the course of their role, a level not seen since 2012. The Paris Court of Appeal has quashed the prosecution for complicity in crimes against humanity against the Lafarge Group, but the giant cement company remains under investigation for the financing of terrorism. In order to keep its plant in the north of Syria in operation, Lafarge is suspected of having financed several terrorist organisations, including Daesh. The Iranian Atomic Energy Organisation has announced this morning that Iran has resumed its uranium enrichment programme. This is the fourth move by the Iranian government away from the nuclear agreement reached in Vienna 4 years ago. And finally, French football coach Didier Deschamps will shortly unveil his team for the last two games in the Euro 2020 qualifiers against Moldova and Albania. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.